Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Sherry, can you hear me?
Ashwini. There you are.
Oh,
are you there?
Good. Yes, I am.
Nothing to it, huh?
Nothing to it. Just the void. All right.
Just the void, yes. Form is not different from emptiness. Emptiness is not different from form.
There, yes.
You just had an experience.
All right, our assignment from yesterday. Self-hate holds in place the suffering over an issue by making it you wrong. What self-hating voices do you hear regarding this process focus? Write down the self-hating messages. Example, if you had a better practice, this wouldn't be hard for you. RL, what you're seeing. Note, never record self-hating messages. All right, here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Debbie from Minnesota.
Hello, Debbie. What are you seeing?
Hi, Sherry. I'm seeing, first, I was seeing that anytime I feel I need to accept something, that means I'm in the world of a subpersonality, and I am in it. Otherwise, I wouldn't feel like I had to accept anything to begin with. So that was a nice realization.
A nice and a very large realization, isn't it? I must be identified because I have to, there's something I have to accept. Yeah,
exactly.
Very good.
Yep. So that was the first thing. And then that kind of was like, oh, so I don't need to record and listen anymore. But no, not really. The content area for me is the same one I've been sharing with you through all of this year-long retreat. And, it's sort of lifelong, but it's the voices are directing my attention in ways that I, with a lot of hurry and just finish, and in ways that are like kind of unskillful and then lead to like guilt and shame. So that they leave me with a feeling that I don't have enough time. So it sounds a lot like the last time I called in. Mm-hmm. But this is what...
Well, Debbie.
Yeah.
Tis the nature of karma for everybody. So, and that's that place where I say, thank God. Because, you know, what if you got up every day with a new karma that you had to see and get clear about and get a relationship with and know it. But for each of us, it just goes on and on and on. It's a great gift, actually. So, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Because then the acceptance comes with there's only so much time. And also, you know, and bad mom, right? And bad mom comes along with it.
Of course.
Right, because then I'm choosing the wrong thing to attend to at the wrong time because, of course, there's a million things I could attend to at any given moment.
Before you go on, okay. So again, bad mom, because you're a mom, or bad dad for the dads, is simply a message that will work well for ego. So if you didn't have this urgent, hurry, stress, guilt thing going on, it would find another way to be able to say, yeah, and you're a bad mom. Because that's like the knife in the heart. Yeah.
Right. 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 So
it's not just you, Debbie. It's not just your life you're ruining, okay? It's not just your life. It's not even your husband's life. It's your child. Yeah.
Right. You got it. You got it. Right. Right. So that, you know, either I can do everything for her and then feel frustrated that I haven't attended to my own needs, or I can, and I include in my own needs, like a clean house and, you know, like attending to email.
Food on the table.
You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just tasks that are even Lillian related. So I'll feel sucked up, or I will feel that I have been very selfish. I, quote unquote.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Yeah. So
absolutely.
I mean, it is just a setup. I mean, it is a situation.
Oh.
It's a setup for conditioning.
It's a setup for conditioning, and everything that you're describing, which is very helpful, because it's always helpful when we get to see somebody else's process and recognize, oh, that's what she's doing there. Oh, and then we get to look at, well, how is that showing up for me, right? Because every one of those things that you describe make ego seem real. That's all that's going
right.
on. It is right.
right.
It's just going from content to content, from thing to thing to thing to thing to thing, all of which makes ego real.
Right.
And it's not. It's not real. And of
right.
course,
I
the
mean,
thing
I,
that
I
is
want,
most
yeah.
well, the thing that's sure. most difficult about it is that we have to give up the story, and that, as somebody was saying yesterday, feels or the other day, feels like death.
Right. That's right, because there's sort of a self-importance that comes around not having enough time.
Oh, absolutely. You're real.
Yeah. Right.
You as ego are real. This is real. So to give up the story is to be what you are, what you actually are, which is an expression of life. But that doesn't work for ego. Right. Now, if you're an expression of life, there's plenty of time. There's plenty of time
right.
for everything. And actually, all the things that ego makes very hard become very simple and easy. Because you're only doing one thing. Right? It's the urgency, the busyness, the frantic, the stress. That's
the multitasking.
That's keeping,
right.
The multitasking. That's the thing that's keeping us from being what we actually want to be, which is present, loving, successful, productive.
Yeah. Well, that's a leap of faith, and I hear you. Like, I hear you.
Well, it
so
is a leap of
try.
Faith. Right, and it's one that, as we're fond of saying in practice, we are willing to take when we've suffered enough. We get to that point where, oh, come on. It's been saying the same thing all my life. I've been doing the same thing all my life. It's never worked. I simply remain unhappy. Maybe it's time to try something different. And, of course, then ego just goes ballistic, right? Because now it's truly fighting for its life. If you don't believe all this stuff, ego disappears. Yeah. Stakes are high.
They are high. I feel they're high because I feel like, you know, you're counseling this and then, like, I feel like life is telling me, you know, if you want to suffer more, I dare you to suffer more. I remember the first time, like, an emergency room doctor said, wear your bike helmet. And so I started wearing my bike helmet because I just knew that if I didn't, it would be trouble for me. I could never get away with anything. And I almost feel like this whole thing with time, it's the same.
Yes. Yes. The only thing I would ask you to consider is life never does that kind of thing, that kind of dare or never. It's life is just there going, please, Debbie, please, please calm down. Please,
yeah,
please
okay.
realize that you're a good person. Please, please, please
no
see who you are.
Like no urgency.
No urgency.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
None at all. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Debbie.
Okay. Thank you. Gosho, Sherry. Thank you.
Gosho.
Thanks, Debbie. Oh, there was so much in that conversation, Sherry, but that place of the movement into what we are as, what do you call it, the eternal now, right? Infinite amount of time narrowed to this moment of manifestation to that is what we're not allowed to be when that conversation of urgency is where the attention is, because it's telling us what is not so, right?
Yes. Well, and the most difficult thing for us to get is it's not about doing.
Yeah.
That's the hardest thing. I mean, and we know it. But getting to the point of accepting it is just is what we're going through, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody who has ever been born on this planet who isn't alive now, and that's a lot of folks, have died. What they did didn't matter a fig, right? But how they were, that's what made a difference. Mm-hmm. And that's true for us. It's how we are. It's not what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry and Ashwini. It's Patty.
Hello, Patty.
Hello.
What are you seeing?
I think this is a karma issue, and it's come up over and over, and it's very much like what you were just saying. It matters how we are, not what we do. And so the acceptance, or what I have brought as a topic for acceptance is that ego is there all the time. And there's a tendency for me to want, for this being to want to believe that, well, I can just relax. I don't, you know, I've done enough. I don't, you know, and then ego takes over. And so this month.
Patty?
Yeah.
Patty, may I just right there before we go on? Because even though it doesn't feel like it or seem like it, even though it feels like authenticity, authenticity is not going to say, I've done enough, I can relax.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's another aspect of ego setting you up for ego then to come in and do what it does to you. Because when we're actually present, we are relaxed.
Right. Right. That is the setup is that, you don't need to look anymore, you know.
Right.
you've really worked hard. You've mm-hmm. done enough. So the way ego has worked its magic. Yes, its magic mm-hmm. is that the common themes are I need to know before I participate, and I've not done enough in terms of the assignment, so therefore mm-hmm. I shouldn't put myself in the queue.
Mm-hmm.
And so for about the last week since we've started this, that's been the case. And this morning I just recorded, I am putting myself in the queue. And,
Yeah. I'm not listening. I'm not, that's not what's going to motivate me. And that's Debbie's bicycle helmet moment, right? That's a clarity that comes through. And we can tell because it feels completely different from, well, you should put yourself in the queue, which is just the other side of, you can't put yourself in the queue because you haven't done enough.
Right.
But when there's that conviction of, yeah, I'm putting myself in the queue, there's no discussion needed. Doesn't mean ego won't try to come in and discuss it, but we can feel that it just comes from a completely different place.
Yes. And it's so heartfelt when to hear you say, well, you know what? When people die, it's not the looking at what they've done, it's who they are.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I mean, if you're, you know, if you're hanging out with a lot of really identified people, then they're just going to focus on what somebody did because that was, you know, that's all they saw. And almost all of the world is operating on that principle. It doesn't matter who I am. It only matters what I do. And so if I'm not doing something important, then I don't matter. But the people that we tend to look at over an extended period of time, it's because of who they are, not mm-hmm. what they did, right? So if you, you know, if we just go to a couple of our favorites, Buddha and Jesus. Well, what did they actually do? You know, they didn't build a lot of stuff or create a lot of stuff, but who they were has been a compelling presence through centuries.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, with Mother Teresa, I guess she's St. Teresa now, right? But with Mother Teresa, she'll always be mother to me. People look at what she did and lose sight of who she was in order to do that, which brings us back to thy will be done. If we get it that life, the intelligence, God, what's animating, that which is, does everything, then when we just simply are, we can be happy that we are being animated to, in quotes, do God's will. We get in trouble, right, when we start listening to ego tell us we need to do something other than what life is unfolding in a moment.
Yeah. Well, and when you say that, I just feel like I can relax.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. You are relaxed. In mm-hmm. fact, you already relaxed, and that's how you got the message that you can relax. Right? Mm-hmm. So the sensations of relaxation are there, and those sensations trigger that label, right?
Right.
And then, of course, which you're pointing at beautifully, if we're not careful, ego will turn what already happened into something you need to do.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Now, yes. Patty, I don't know. I got a text from Ashwini saying that she has lost internet. So
Sherry, I'm back.
Oh, okay. I was going to just tell Patty we may just need to talk on here for the rest of the program. But I guess not. We did our part.
Okay.
And Ashwini is now with us, so.
All right, we've done our
happy,
part.
Huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Happy.
Thank you, Patty.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks, Patty. Sherry, I'm on my hotspot because I don't have any connectivity. So let's get the next caller on here. Next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Hi. Here we go.
Hello.
Oh.
Hi, it's Anna from Seattle.
Hey, from Seattle.
Hi.
How you doing, Anna?
I'm fine. I'm good. Thanks. Let's see. Well, one thing I'm always, well, ego, I think, is always, I want to be doing something meaningful, have direction, and do
That's
something,
right.
You know, with my life.
That's it. That's ego.
Okay. Yeah.
Mhm. Yeah. And you can feel it, right? You because it takes you from being where you are to thinking about something that isn't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's how ego controls us. Yeah.
Yeah. So the best way.
And Anna, can I add one other thing to that? Just because we've known each other a long time, that is
yeah.
how you are kept from realizing who you actually are. Because the conversation is always about how you, if you were different, then you would be able to. So the problem is you. You're not different, and that's why you can't do something meaningful. And that whole thing is a lie.
Hmm. Yeah.
You can see it, huh?
Yeah. Yep. But, but I'm still not seeing the next step.
Yes. Yes. At, which is, you know, we often talk about in awareness practice, in any awareness practice, not just this one, but in any practice of awakening, what we're learning is patience and humility. Patience and humility. And one of the ways we can learn that is by willing to be still until we receive the guidance. So what is... So when you look at what now, right, there's patience and humility in that. I don't know what I'm being guided to. If life is talking to me, I can't hear it. Okay, well, then I just need to sit here and improve my hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Listen harder.
Yeah.
Be more attentive.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
And, now, I just remembered one exercise that dropped in for me, for myself to do, was, you know, when I had like a lot of sensations in my heart and it just felt so contracted, to take a pencil in my non-dominant hand and just draw what's in my heart, you know, with the pressure, you know, with a pencil, you can do like as much pressure and just little scribbles and whatever, you know, and it really, it gave me more a way to go in there with more detail, you know, because a pencil, you know, has then just putting the intensity of the tension or whatever in my hand or, yeah, so I wanted to share that because I thought that it's actually a really powerful exercise to do it.
Yes.
To do that with any body part, you know.
Yes, well, yes, absolutely. And that's the kind of thing we're talking about, isn't it? Now, should everybody in the world do that exercise?
Yeah, no.
Probably not. But it occurred to you to do, and you could see the power of it, right? So, now I'm not saying this. I don't. Okay, listen to what I'm saying, but don't let ego take it or believe it. But everybody who has, in quotes, done something extraordinary had that kind of experience preceding it. Okay?
Oh.
They may not have been paying attention. They may not have been sitting still. They may have just been walking down the street, and suddenly it dropped in. Oh, my gosh, that's how you would create a light bulb. Okay? And then they did it, right? And so that's the process that we're learning. Now, if the intelligence animating wants you to become the founder of a movement that teaches people to do that process, that's what will happen, okay? That might not be it, but that process will constantly bring you to the place of realization about life unfolding for you in this moment.
Yeah.
You with me?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Anna. Sherry, we have time for one more caller, so here we go. Next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hello, Ashwini. Hi, Sherry. It's Claire from London.
Hello, Claire.
Hi.
What are you seeing?
I'm seeing that I'm getting a lot of messages about how I've chosen the wrong thing to work with, which is something that's come up in previous calls. And that there's no opportunity for me to actually see anything at all.
Well,
because you need to be with people.
Are you seeing that what would be possible is for you to accept that those voices of ego are trying to bamboozle you all the time and that you don't need to interact with them?
Yeah, some of the time I am. I wasn't, with that particular voice, I wasn't seeing it, but I can see it now.
Oh, you will. That's right. Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah.
Argues for getting in the queue, doesn't it?
It does, yes, it really does. And I'd just like to say a big thank you to, I think it was Tracy the other day, and who was surprised when she was on, and you said that you were going to talk to her about that rather than the subject. And I just thought that was absolutely amazing. And like ego sort of makes me zone out about, it just kind of says to me that everybody finds it really easy to talk on these calls. Whenever you say it requires courage, ego is saying to me, why does it require courage? And I really, really saw how much courage it took to do that, and how well, she just stayed with it. And you could have said anything to her, and it was completely unknown what you were saying to her and how much courage it took. So I just wanted to say a big thank you for that.
As with you right now, right? So you come on saying that what ego has been doing to you, you had no idea that I was going to say, well, how about if you accept that that's what ego does to you, that that's how ego bamboozles you? Right? And your response is, well, I see that in some places, but I didn't see it with this. Right? And so here we are. We're right here in the moment. And that's the thing that is that takes so much courage. Right? Because ego wants people to, it doesn't, but it says, you have to be prepared. You have to know. You have to figure it out. You can't just step into the moment and just see what's there. I mean, that's crazy. That's really unsafe, which it is. It's really unsafe for ego.
Yes.
And that's what you did. You just got on the call and said what was going on.
Yes. Yeah. And it's amazing. And it's really helpful also because the thing that I'm actually, the issue that I'm working with is acceptance of not knowing and allowing the possibility of being made a fool of.
Yes, because, Claire, really important point, only ego is ever, in quotes, made a fool of. Only ego pretends to suffer from that shame or humiliation or embarrassment or whatever it is, okay? Because that is a huge way to control people. That's why Jesus said that we must become as little children, unselfconsciously present.
Yes.
Innocent, just ready to be here, experience whatever life offers us, see it, feel it, be happy with it, delighted.
I can't say anything.
That's us.
Yeah.
Life is improv, right? And ego tries to make it a rerun of a bad production of King Lear. Okay, good. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Sherry.
So happy.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
Thanks, Bye-bye. Claire. And Sherry, that brings us to the end of the show.
Hey, can I say one thing before? I know we're out of time, but I just for Anna and for everybody, you know, I just at some point I pictured Mother Teresa walking down the street and having the insight about what she could do with the rest of her life. Because it, you know, it came that way. It just dropped in as an insight that that's what she could do. And she said yes to it. And her heart opened. And how many lives have been changed as a result of that? Because she said yes to that insight that just dropped in. Okay, go.
Thank you. Our assignment for today, there is always an implied message underlying what self-hate says. Like the raised eyebrow that is loaded with meaning, every self-hating voice is loaded with implications. Assignment, what message about who or how you are is being implied by the self-hate messages? Example, the implied message in, if you had a better practice, this wouldn't be hard for you, is that you're no better than they are. RL, what you see. Reminder, never record self-hating messages.
Never, never, never. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody.
Go happy.